Music and Pride are the highlights of this weekend in Philadelphia. It's Pride Month, and that means there's a Pride March and Festival. Philly Pride 365 happens on Sunday, and its theme is Love, Light, and Liberation. It starts at 6th and Walnut at 10:30 a.m. and ends in the Gayborhood at 13th and Locust Streets. Before the march, there will be music, speeches, and the presentation of the city's longest ever pride flag, which measures over 200 feet. The festival includes a decompression space, a Kiki Alley celebration space, accommodations for the disabled, and a sober zone. Community organizations will also be on site. We'll have more info on Pride events on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. If you need something to wear to all the Pride activities this month, head to the Philly Vintage Flea. It's at the Greater Philadelphia Expo Center in Oaks. It goes from noon to 5 p.m. on Sunday. You could also wear your new threads to Philly Beer Week. It starts on Friday, going through June 11th with an array of events throughout the city and the suburbs. They include a murder mystery dinner, an art show, and a yappy hour that you can bring your dog to. They can't drink, though. Strictly 21 and over. That's for you, not the dog. But they will get some treats. We move from vintage clothing to a vintage block for Saturday's Fete on the Alley.
Alfred's Alley on 2nd Street north of Arch is literally an 18th century street, not merely because of the stone cobbling, but because its houses are not restorations. They have been in continuous use as residences since colonial times.
This is the annual event where the residents of Alfred's Alley open their doors to the curious to showcase the work they've done in their homes. It's been happening for 89 years. If you wonder why they do it, it's the annual fundraiser for this historic street. It is a ticketed event, and there are two entry times, 1 and 3 p.m. After seeing those historic homes, you may be inspired to upgrade your own. The Rittenhouse Square Fine Arts Show is happening around the square from Friday through Sunday. This, too, is a long-standing event that's been going on for 96 years. 145 artists in multiple disciplines will showcase their wares in what becomes an outdoor art gallery. Bring those credit cards. Remember, it's called the Fine Art Festival, and that means you better find some bucks to purchase some art. Here's the good news. Ed Sheeran is in town, and he's doing two shows, one an intimate theater show on Friday and another on Saturday at Lincoln Financial Field.
And even though I know this fire brings me pain, even so, and just the same, make it rain.
The bad news, both the shows are sold out. But you may get lucky and find tickets via resellers, and the prices I've seen are surprisingly not bad. But as always, in dealing with resellers, be cautious. There are still tickets to see Joan Osborne. The folk blues pop singer-songwriter is heading to Upper Marion Township Park for Concerts Under the Stars on Sunday night.
It's been going around. Just shake your hips. Do the hip shake, baby.
The concert series is now in its 37th year. Joan takes the stage at 6 p.m. We've saved the best for last. The Roots Picnic is back. We're too excited at this year's lineup, which includes Ari Lennox, Lucky Day, Little Uzi Vert, Estate Property Reunion, Black Thought, The Isley Brothers, Eve, Saucy Santana, and many more. Usher is one of the night's headliners, along with Miss Lauryn Hill. Don't forget that Miss, it's important. The picnic is Saturday and Sunday at the Mann Music Center in Fairmont Park.
Peace up, A-Town.
Things to do, we've got to go because we don't have our outfit yet. Should we wear leather, lace, designer, or vintage? I don't know. So we've got some shopping to do. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and we'll be back next Thursday for another edition of Things to Do. We invite you to our website, whyy.org/things to do, where you can find out where to see some private gardens not usually open to the public in Society Hill and Mount Airy, and why you should head to Delaware this weekend if you're a country music fan. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone. Usher, take it away.
I'm like, yeah, just work that out for me. She asked for one more dance, and I'm like, yeah, how the hell am I supposed to?